The theme this month has been on doing valiantly. You can act courageously because God is with you. God will never leave you. God will never forsake you. Friend, I'm here to tell you tonight that God has got something over and beyond where you're presently at in your life. He's got something more for you to do in the kingdom of God. God has got something more for you to do in extending the body of Christ. Maybe sharing the gospel one-on-one. Maybe sharing the gospel with groups of people right here in downtown Tulsa. You're not a mistake. You're not an accident going somewhere to happen. God has placed you on this earth with a God-given divine destiny and purpose. Could you say amen here tonight?
Amen.
God has got something extraordinary for you to do. And you might be thinking tonight, you know, I'm just an ordinary person. I'm just your average Joe. I was told as a child that I was a mistake. I was told by a spouse that I would never amount to anything. And maybe those words ring in your mind. And maybe tonight you're saying, you know, I'm crushed in my self-esteem. It feels like it cannot go forward in my life. I don't have any outwardly impressive features that would help put me in a place of influence. I don't have finances. I don't have educational qualifications. Friend, I'm here to tell you tonight, don't look at outward appearances. Look at what God looks for. Tonight's message is God looks at the heart. And so tonight we're going to turn to 1 Samuel 16. 1 Samuel 16. And I'm just going to kind of give a brief overview before 1 Samuel 16. At this time, Saul was the king of Israel. But Saul was a disobedient king. Saul was a rebellious king. You can read about this in 1 Samuel 13 and 1 Samuel 15. For instance, Samuel the prophet goes to Saul in 1 Samuel 15, verse 3, and he says, "Now go attack the Amalekites and totally destroy everything that belongs to them. Do not spare them. Put to death men and women, children and infants, cattle and sheep, camels and donkeys." And so you jump down to verse 13 of 1 Samuel 15. "When Samuel reached him, Saul said, 'The Lord bless you. I have carried out the Lord's instructions.'" Saul was not an honest king. But Samuel said, "What is this bleating of sheep in my ears? What is this lowing of cattle that I hear?" Saul answered, the soldiers brought them from the Amalekites. They spared the best of the sheep and cattle to sacrifice to the Lord your God, but we totally destroyed the rest." And God, through Samuel, was telling Saul, "I want you to destroy everything that belongs to the Amalekites." And Saul disobeyed. He was a rebellious king of Israel. So God was in search of anointing a new king, and he calls Samuel to anoint a new king. So we turn to 1 Samuel 16. We're going to be reading from verses 1 through 13. 1 through 13. "The Lord said to Samuel, 'How long will you mourn for Saul, since I have rejected him as king over Israel? Fill your horn with oil and be on your way. I am sending you to Jesse of Bethlehem. I have chosen one of his sons to be king.' But Samuel said, 'How can I go? Saul will hear about it and kill me.' The Lord said, 'Take a heifer with you and say, I have come to sacrifice to the Lord. Invite Jesse to the sacrifice and I will show you what to do. You are to anoint for me the one I indicate.' Samuel did what the Lord said. When he arrived at Bethlehem, the elders of the town trembled when they met him. They asked, 'Do you come in peace?' Samuel replied, 'Yes, in peace. I have come to sacrifice to the Lord. Consecrate yourselves and come to the sacrifice with me.' Then he consecrated Jesse and his sons and invited them to the sacrifice. When they arrived, Samuel saw Eliab and thought, 'Surely the Lord's anointed stands here before the Lord.' But the Lord said to Samuel, 'Do not consider his appearance or his height, for I have rejected him. The Lord does not look at things man looks at. Man looks at outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart.' Then Jesse called Abinadab and had him pass in front of Samuel. But Samuel said, 'The Lord has not chosen this one either.' Then Jesse had seven of his sons pass before Samuel. But Samuel said to him, 'The Lord has not chosen these.' So he asked Jesse, 'Are these all the sons you have?' "There is still the youngest," Jesse answered, "but he is tending the sheep." Samuel said, "Send for him. We will not sit down until he arrives." So he sent and had him brought in. He was ruddy, with a fine appearance and handsome features. Then the Lord said, "Rise and anoint him. He is the one." So Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the presence of his brothers. And from that day on, the Spirit of the Lord came upon David in power. Samuel then went to Ramah. Now, in this account, there were two people looking through the eyes of natural man for who the next king would be. There were two people in this account who were looking through the eyes of natural man for whom the next king would be. Who were the two people? Number one, Samuel, verse 6. He says this: "Samuel saw Eliab and thought, 'Surely the Lord's anointed stands here before the Lord.' But the Lord said to Samuel, 'Do not consider his appearance or his height, for I have rejected him.'" So he saw Eliab. He saw that Eliab was tall. He probably thought, man, Eliab has this kingly feel about him. But God said, no, the next person who was looking through the eyes of natural man was whom? Who was it? Remember, seven of the sons passed before Samuel. The second person looking through the eyes of natural man was Jesse. It was Jesse. Because there is still the youngest, verse 11, Jesse answered, "but he is tending the sheep." In other words, he's just a boy. He's just a young shepherd boy. But the key, friends, is in verse 7, the last part of verse 7. God says what through Samuel? "The Lord does not look at the things man looks at. Man looks at outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart." Natural thinking looks at outward appearances to promote a person, but God looks at the heart. Let me say it again here tonight. Natural thinking looks to outward appearances to put a person in a place of influence, but God looks at the heart. God will use an ordinary someone who has an extraordinary heart. Amen. Say it with me tonight. God will use an ordinary someone who has an extraordinary heart. And you know, tonight you might feel like David. You might feel like you're just ordinary. Man, I just feel like a shepherd boy. I don't feel that there's anything impressive about me. You know, but God can use you if your heart is beyond ordinary towards Him. What do I mean by an extraordinary heart? Does anybody have any idea? God is not looking for extraordinary outward appearances. God is looking for an beyond the ordinary heart. What does it mean when I say an extraordinary heart? Anybody have any ideas? It's found in Acts chapter 13. Paul was preaching in Pisidian Antioch. Pisidian Antioch. And he's talking about Saul and he's talking about David. So we turn to Acts chapter 13, verse 21. And Paul is preaching. He says, "And the people asked for a king, and he gave them Saul, son of Kish, of the tribe of Benjamin, who ruled 40 years. After removing Saul, he made David their king. He testified concerning him, David, 'I have found David, son of Jesse, a man after my own heart. He will do everything I want him to do.'" David will do everything that I want him to do. What does it mean to have an extraordinary heart towards God? David had this heart after God. Why was it? Paul says it. Because David will do everything I ask him to do. David's heart was beyond ordinary because he was obedient to God. His heart was after God. His heart was pointed to God. And I'm here to tell you tonight, friends, you may feel like an average Joe. You may feel like David. You may feel like just an ordinary person. But that doesn't matter in the eyes of God. God is looking for an extraordinary heart. A heart that is pointed to Him. A heart that is after Him. A heart that will do everything He is asking you to do. Could you say amen here tonight?
Amen.
What is God looking for? God is looking for obedience. Let's talk for the next few minutes about the beyond ordinary heart that God is looking for. See, David was a man after God's own heart. Saul was not. Why wasn't Saul a man after God's own heart? Because Saul was rebellious and disobedient. But David was a man after God's own heart. He had this extraordinary heart which God looked at because he was obedient in everything to the Almighty God. Is that making sense here tonight? And what God was looking for in David, God is looking for in us. He obeyed God with pure faith and trust that God was always with him. He obeyed God because he had full trust, confidence, and faith in God. How many here have faith in God tonight? Faith is what pleases God. God honors faith. And if you've got faith in God, you've got trust in God, knowing that God will never let you down, you can obey the thing God is telling you to do. We're going to turn to 1 Samuel 17. 1 Samuel 17. So we're studying the life of David here a little bit tonight. 1 Samuel 17. It's the account of Goliath, the giant of the Philistines. And Saul saw David according to natural eyes. Okay, so there was this giant, Goliath, coming against the Israelites. And David said, you know what? I'm going to fight this giant. I've got faith in God. We're going to turn to 1 Samuel 17. 1 Samuel 17, verse 33. So David is pretty bold. He's pretty courageous. He's doing valiantly. Everybody else is afraid. Saul's afraid. And in verse 33 of 1 Samuel 17, David said to Saul, Saul replied, "You are not able to go out against this Philistine and fight him. You are only a boy, and he has been a fighting man from his youth." He said, "You can't go out against him. You're only a shepherd boy. You're a young man. This man is an experienced fighter. He's an experienced fighter." So Saul was the third person that was looking at David how? With natural eyes. He said, "David, you don't have it on the outside. You're too small. You're too young." But God was looking at the heart of David. David, I believe, sensed that God wanted him to face the giant, and he obeyed in faith. I believe deep down on the inside that David knew that God was wanting him to face Goliath. And he trusted God. He had faith in God that God would take that giant down. We'll turn to verse 37 of 1 Samuel 17. And it says this: "The Lord who delivered me from the paw of the lion and the paw of the bear will deliver me from the hand of this Philistine." That sounds like determined faith to me. How about you? Then we go to verse 45. "David said to the Philistine, 'You come against me with sword and spear and javelin, but I come against you in the name of the Lord Almighty, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defied. This day the Lord will hand you over to me, and I will strike you down and cut off your head. Today I will give the carcasses of the Philistine army to the birds of the air and the beasts of the earth, and the whole world will know that there is a God in Israel. All those gathered here will know that it is not by sword or spear that the Lord saves, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will give all of you into our hands.'" And we know the rest of the story, right? So David, with a stone, he faced this giant and he took him down in Jesus' name. Isn't that awesome? He was a man after God's own heart. He was a person who was fully obedient to the will of God. He was a person after God's own heart because he had full faith, trust, and confidence in God that God could do the impossible in this situation. Nobody thought they could take Goliath down. But David knew by faith in God, the giant Goliath was coming down. That's good news, isn't it? Yes. He had full faith, full trust, and confidence in God. We'll talk about obedience. There's an illustration I'd like to read to you from the Speaker's Quote Book, and it's this. All right. A missionary translator was struggling to find a word for obedience, but could not. One day he called his dog to him, and the dog came running. A national said, "Your dog was all ear." That gave the translator the word he needed for obedience, to be all ear. Do you want to be a man or a woman after the heart of God? Amen. Say it with me tonight. I want to be a man after God's own heart. So friend, I'm here to tell you tonight, you've got to be all ear. God was looking at David's heart. David was a man after his heart. David was a man who was fully obedient. If we're going to be people after God's own heart, if we're going to be people who are pointed towards God, if we're going to be people who have extraordinary hearts, we have got to be all ear. We've got to be listening to what God is telling us to do, and then we've got to take action on what God is telling us to do. Because guess what? God is with you. He will not leave you. He will not forsake you. God is faithful. God will bring you through like he brought David through when he faced Goliath. Is that good news here tonight? Amen. So what is God speaking to you tonight? Is God telling you that it is time to start moving from this place? From John 3:16, maybe you've been here long enough. Has God been speaking to you that it's about time that you start moving from this place and start sharing the gospel you've heard here with other people? No ifs, no ands, no buts. If your heart is after God's own heart, you will obey. You will obey. You might be thinking tonight, well, how can I make it outside of this place? I don't know if I can make it. I'm here to tell you tonight, if God is speaking to you, take this step of faith and God will provide for you. Have full faith, trust, and confidence in God, just like David did when he faced Goliath, and God will bring you through. Amen? Amen. God is looking for an above the ordinary heart to bless, even though outwardly you might think that you're just ordinary. I'm just ordinary. We're all ordinary. You might think that you're an average Joe, but it doesn't mean anything. God is looking for an extraordinary heart, an obedient heart, a heart that moves by faith in him. You know, if leaving this place feels like a giant, just obey and trust that God will bring you through. He's got your steps all planned out. Amen?
Amen.
You know, is God telling you perhaps to reach out to an estranged family member, somebody you haven't talked to for years, and maybe it feels like a giant in your life? What if they reject me? What if they don't pick up the phone? What if they don't respond to the text? And God has been speaking to you. God has been speaking to you. Reach out to that estranged family member. Maybe that person does not have that much longer to live on this earth. God wants you to reach out with the love of Christ. It may seem like a giant in your life. It may seem like a Goliath in your life. But I'm here to tell you that if your heart is after God's, if your heart is extraordinary, then obey what God is telling you to do. Have full faith, trust, and confidence in God, and God will honor that faith. He will bring you through, and he will cause that relationship to be reconciled. Is that good news here tonight? It's only you and God that really knows what God is telling you to do. It's only you and God that really knows what God is telling you to do. Is God talking to you about sharing the gospel more actively here in downtown Tulsa? Maybe one-on-one with the people here at the shelter, on the streets of downtown, maybe beyond the streets of downtown, and you're like, man, I'm so nervous. I don't know what to say. It may seem like a giant in your life. It may seem like a Goliath in your life, but I'm here to tell you tonight, step out in faith, obey what God is telling you to do, because God is looking for a man, for a woman whose heart is after his own heart, a heart that is pointed to him. That's an extraordinary heart. Amen? You may not be impressive on the outside. You may not have a lot of money. You may not have a lot of education, but you've got a mouth. You can share the gospel of Jesus Christ in word and in deed and save a person, help save a person from hell in Jesus' name. Amen?
Amen.
God does the saving, but he uses us to share that gospel. All right? Maybe God is talking to you tonight about furthering your education. Maybe God has been talking to you for a while about furthering your education. I don't know what it is. Maybe an associate's degree. You might be thinking tonight, I don't even have a GED. How can I further my education? Maybe an associate's, maybe even a four-year degree. And it may seem like a giant in your life, but is your heart pointed to God? You might be thinking, man, I'm just ordinary. I'm not that academically smart. But guess what? God is looking for that extraordinary heart, that heart that is obedient, that heart which will take the first steps of faith towards doing what He is telling you to do. Is that good news here tonight? You're not in this world to just exist. You're not here to just take up space. God has got a plan. He's got a destiny. He's got a purpose for your life. You can make a difference in this world. God has got more for your life starting tonight. God wants to use you to extend His kingdom. God wants to use you in the body of Christ. God wants to use you to make a difference positively in the life of somebody else. You don't have to be impressive on the outside. You may be just ordinary. Been talking about this all night, but God is looking for an extraordinary heart. What is an extraordinary heart? One that obeys God. One that is after God. One heart that is pointed to God. Amen? Amen? Don't let that giant, that Goliath in your life intimidate you. If God has spoken to you, if God has told you to do that certain thing, step out in faith. And I'm here to tell you tonight that God is faithful. God has got your back. Say it with me tonight. God is faithful. God has got my back. In Jesus' name. I'm going to do. I'm going to start doing what God is telling me to do with my life. In Jesus' name. Amen. Say it with me. I want to be known as a person after I leave this earth that was a person that was after God's own heart. My heart pointed to God. Fully obedient to God. In Jesus' name. Amen. Friend, don't let fear stop you, because the greater one lives on the inside of you. Nothing is impossible with God. All things are possible to those who believe. There may be some giants, some Goliaths you're facing, but be like David. Be after God's heart. Get into the Word of God. Let the Word of God wash you. Let it build up your faith. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. You're not on this earth by accident. You're not here to just exist. You're not here to just take up space. You're here to do something significant in the body of Christ, in the kingdom of God, and in this world. Speak it to yourself every morning. God has got a special plan for my life. When you look at yourself in the mirror in the morning, just say it to yourself. God has got something special for my life. God has got a plan for my life. God has got a destiny for my life. God has got a purpose for my life. I'm not on this earth by accident. I'm here on purpose. I want to be a person after God's own heart. I may not be impressive outwardly, but inwardly, my heart towards God is extraordinary because I obey God and I've got faith in God. Just speak those words to yourself every single day. Amen?
Amen.
Is that good news here tonight?
Yes.